This podcast episode is brought to you by ClevelandPeople.com, the website for the numerous cultural and ethnic groups in Cleveland and Northeast Ohio. Visit ClevelandPeople.com's calendar of events to see what's happening in your and other ethnic and cultural communities.
And when we talk about globalizing Cleveland, trying to make this a city, a destination, a global city for business and lifestyle, recruiting people, getting people here, getting talent here is sort of a centerpiece here. I'd like to start with you. You have a little modification on it's not just getting talent here, it's getting people here. Elaborate on that.
Yeah, well, you start out and ask yourself, how has Northeast Ohio and Ohio done in the last 30 or 40 years? And what you discover is not very well. And if you try to figure out the major reason for it, it really relates to population. We have been in a situation that vis-a-vis the rest of the United States, we have had a much smaller growth in population. As a consequence, if you're going to have a house worth more money, or if you're going to have more retail sales, you need more people. So one of the conclusions you come to is if you're really going to change Northeast Ohio and the state of Ohio, you need to get more people. So it starts out on a theory that you need to get more people. You get people births over deaths, you get people from outside the country, you get people who migrate from city to city. So what we believe is, number one, that we have to get more people. We believe among those people are people of color because of the shift in demographics. We believe among those people are people of talent, and we believe among those people are everybody who wants to come to help us increase Cleveland. We call all of these people newcomers.
One vehicle in our area that draws newcomers in amazing ways is Case Western Reserve University. Talk to me a little bit, if you can, Barbara, about what's going on your campus as it relates to what Al's talking about.
Well, we are recruiting students and faculty and staff every day. Our student population from outside the United States at the undergraduate level is about 10% this year, and our graduate and professional students represent about 20% of them are from other countries across the world, and we are really proud of what they bring to the campus. And then, of course, we have faculty from all over the world, too. And we think it makes for a great environment on the campus, and it builds the kind of talent that Albert's talking about that will create the businesses in the future and build the economy of Northeast Ohio.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.